Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening is Jose Escamilla. And, you know, Jose was with us fairly recently, and you may be wondering, well, wow, you know, that's pretty quick. What is the big news? Well, folks, there's a mystery that has been developing for several months regarding a researcher known to Jose, and we're going to be talking about that mystery tonight. Jose, welcome back to the show.
Kevin, it's good to be on. Definitely, it's good to be on again. And thank you for putting me on tonight.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Now, let me tell people what something they need to know about the technology here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the deal is Jose has had some internet outage. The internet has been off in his area. Just came back on. I was beginning to panic. In fact, Jose, I was gathering up material to use and just do a show solo tonight because, you know, and I'll tell you, honestly, brother, I even worried about you because of what we're going to talk about. I thought, oh, my God, I hope he hasn't disappeared. So
I did speak about this on another radio show, and I was told not to investigate this or not to call the number that I have on this particular my friend Gary, you know, and otherwise I'd have the IRS, the feds, and all that on me. And, you know, I'm a blabbermouth. I admit it. But, it you know, I just need people to know that we are all vulnerable to the powers that be.
All right, so, that is why I was concerned, because you and I had talked about this on either the telephone or Skype, which, of course, it's all bugged. It's all listened to now.
Yeah.
And then when I couldn't get in touch with you, you know, worst case scenarios played through my head, and I was like, "Oh my God, I hope not." But anyway, let's talk about this a little bit. The person that we're talking about, and let me ask you: do you think it's okay if I put his picture up since he's in one of your movies?
Sure. His name is Kerry Martinek. It's spelled Martinuik, and he is from Toronto, Canada, or was. He starred in my film Moon Rising. As a matter of fact, Moon Rising would not be that film had it not been for Kerry's research and development of things that he had spoken with this whistleblower from NASA, JPL, that was dying of cancer at the time, and that he interviewed this man back in 2007-2008, and it was this gentleman. I'm not going to mention his name because of repercussions to his family and everything else, but Kerry found him by a very unique way. He went, you know, NASA has an open book policy, basically. They list all of their workers and researchers that are in different divisions of NASA. This particular gentleman was in the photography sections. And so Kerry took it upon himself to contact the gentleman. And the email that he wrote the gentleman, the only reason this gentleman gave him time and an interview was because Kerry was touching on some points about certain footage and certain photography and certain events that went down during the administration, and he said, "You know, you're not just one of these wild cards that's over here fishing for information and trying to, trying to jump in. You're not throwing things up against the wall. You know exactly what you're talking about." So he gave Kerry an interview, and it was filmed, from what I remember, or audio taped. And this gentleman talked to Kerry for about 6 or 7 hours straight and told him everything that's been going on with NASA. If you remember my Moon Rising film, the main slogan was, we didn't lie about a few things, we lied about everything. And this is what this gentleman, who at that time had already been, he had already passed away, had told Kerry. He says, you know, we didn't lie just about a few things, we lied about everything. You know, when it deals with the Apollo missions, NASA, the whole thing. So here we are, it's 2012, and I decide with Kerry to do UFO, the Greatest Story Ever Denied, Part 3, Volume 3, or whatever you may call it, which is a part of the series that I'm doing under that brand name. And it was going to be called, it is called UFOs from Outer Space. And it is about totally... It is totally about UFOs that have been shot by NASA and the Air Force and everything else of objects in space.
Now, when you say UFOs that have been shot, you mean with a video camera?
Yeah, they've been filmed and documented as early as the early 1950s. And so this movie is not about, you know, Roswell or Midway and, you know, bright blue sky and UFOs. This is about UFOs that have been captured by NASA, the Air Force, and the military, of UFOs coming in here from outer space. So it's an entire film about UFOs from outer space. That's why it's called that title. And the reason I came up with that title is because it's sort of like a 1950s film. You understand? It's like UFOs from outer space, you know? And Kerry and I had a kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke about it. It's like, man, this film is going to be so awesome because, you know, we have so much footage and so many images and things that have been taken of UFOs in outer space that it's going to freak people out how much is out there. And Kerry is, and I'm not saying he's gone, I say he is one of the foremost researchers and authorities on NASA and the footage that is included in our film. I said, Kerry, why don't you and I produce it and you and I direct it? Okay, so why don't you go ahead and produce and direct the scenes that you want in this film? I've got footage, I've got images coming from far off in deep space. I'll produce those segments and we'll just call it a Jose Escamilla, Kerry Martinek, you know, film. So we agreed on that, you know, way early in 2012, you know, and he started getting it together, man. He sent me so much footage. It's amazing, Kevin. And one of the last, I think I sent you the email, or the last email that I received from him, which was June 10th, 2012. And he had just allocated some footage and things of this nature. But this was the last time I ever heard from him. And it's, you know, I'm not scared, okay? I've been dealing with phone taps. I've been dealing with people eavesdropping on me, people following me. I've seen black vans over here at my house in Roswell. I mean, I've gone through the whole gamut.
Okay, and, but let me ask you something now about this. You haven't heard from Kerry since June 10th, 2012.
That was the last conversation we ever had on email.
Okay.
You know.
But then what is it that makes you think that he's disappeared?
Well, for one, he hasn't been on his YouTube channel. See, Kerry always uploaded films and videos on his YouTube channel, which is Luna. Here, I'm going to send it to you. Luna.
Oh, you don't.
Cognita.
Okay, well,
that's his YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Luna, L-U-N-A, C-O-G-N-I-T-A. That's his website. He hasn't been on there since last year. Okay,
and, maybe he's just decided he's tired of YouTube.
No, he would have told me. Mm-hmm. He would have told me. That's how close we are. We Skyped many, many times together.
Yeah, you haven't been able to get him on Skype?
No, he's been long gone. I mean, I sent him emails. I said, Kerry, I need this and this from you, because he told me he had certain footage that he had just allocated, and he was working on the sequence. And this was, you know, way back when, and I had talked to him on Skype and everything else. And he said, look, I'll send this to you as soon as I finish it. Never heard from him again. And this was a conversation I had with him on Skype around June 10th, around June 8th, whatever. This last email that I got, which I forwarded to you, that was the last communication I ever received from Kerry on email.
Okay, so what did you do once you decided that he had disappeared? What did you do?
Well, you know, I'm finishing UFOs from Outer Space. I mean, this is a film that I'm going to dedicate to him. I know he's alive. He is not dead.
How do you know that?
I just know. I had some people that have access to finding people, okay? And they told me he's being sequestered at a place somewhere in the United States that is higher than the Witness Protection Program. In fact, they gave me the address of where he's at, where he's being held, and a phone number where I could call him tomorrow if I wanted to, or tonight. But if I do so, if I call that number, then I'm going to have the feds on me, the IRS, the Justice Department, the DOD. I'm gonna be in so much trouble because I have this phone number that no one else is supposed to have. Okay.
And so
I just don't mean that heat, Kevin. Otherwise, I'll disappear.
Yeah. Well, we don't want that to happen. All right. So he's being sequestered. Why?
The way the people told me that did the search for him, because I had had a couple of friends that came forward and said, look, we are connected in the higher echelon. We can find anyone in the world. You just give us their name, their last whereabouts, we'll find them, and we'll let you know where they're at. Well, they found Kerry Martinek. They said, here's the phone number, here's the address where he's being held, but if you go there and you contact him or try to make contact, you're going to have the feds all over you, man.
Yeah,
there's
another gentleman. Yeah, but why is he being held?
I don't want to find out. I don't want to know. All I can tell you is that I know where he's at. I have a direct line to him. But if I do contact him or attempt to contact him, mm-hmm. address and this phone number, I will be probably sequestered myself. They'll probably break down that door, come in and take me, and you'll never hear from me again.
Well, I don't want that to happen, but if it does happen, I want it to happen live on my TV channel.
I don't want it to happen live or pre-recorded. I mean,
I understand.
You know, geez, I got so much to do.
Yeah, I understand.
There's another gentleman who vanished in my life. In 2010, I was planning on doing the Chinese theater movie premiere of UFO, The Greatest Story Ever Denied, the remake. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I was planning on doing that. I had my benefactor. Now, this gentleman, his name is George Ritter. He was going to fund everything, the premiere and the after parties and the red carpet, the whole thing. Now, I've been in contact with this gentleman. He's been my benefactor since 2000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that funded the original UFO, The Greatest Story Ever Denied. He sent me $5,000 or $10,000 here and there, and he was my biggest benefactor. I had no reason for him to lie to me. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in 2010, I was planning. I said, you know what? We did the Emmys in 2009. Let's do UFO, The Greatest Story Ever Denied, the remake, grand style, man. Let's do it at the Chinese Theater. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a red carpet event. We're going to have paparazzi, celebrities. We're going to invite Spielberg and all these people. It's going to be at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. We had already gone through it, and he was funding the whole thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, right after he told you he would do that, you were on this show and told us that was going to happen.
Yeah, well, what happened was, suddenly, this man gets arrested. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He quits talking to me, I call him, and I have no communications with him. Then I come to find out he's been arrested in Ohio. He's in jail. I can't contact him. I tried contacting his sister to see where he was and what happened. She says, I can't talk. She says, I can't even talk to him unless I go through his attorney. And this is his sister.
Uh-huh.
So George Ritter is a former veteran. He'd been messed with by the military. He'd had UFO experiences, abduction experiences, and he was partial to my projects, man. He and I were like real tight over the phones. I never met him personally, but we talked all the time. And here this gentleman all of a sudden winds up in jail. I have no way to get a hold of him to find out what happened, why he's in jail. I had to postpone the Chinese theater benefit, you know, event.
Mm-hmm.
And there's debunkers out there like Phil Poling and all these idiots that are out there. They said, oh, the reason he didn't finance Jose is because he found out Jose is a scammer. You know, that kind of crap came out. But, and honest to goodness, man, he disappeared. I have not spoken with him until even today. I had the same people that tracked down Kerry Martinek try to track him down, and they found a George Ritter in Columbus, Ohio. However, when I called that number, it was not the same guy. Okay, there was a younger voice answering the machine. So it's like, I don't know whatever happened to him. I don't know if he's alive or dead or what, man. But all I got to say is my money pipeline has been cut off by the powers that be. I've had people that contacted me from Puerto Rico that said, hey, we've been trying to buy your videos and PayPal says that you don't have an account, so we can't purchase your videos. I go, what? The buttons work. You know, so I am being blocked for some reason by someone that doesn't want me to have enough revenue to where I can make these movies. And you know,
all right, well, let's talk about, this has all happened relatively recently, right?
Recently, yeah.
Right,
and, you know, at times, Kevin, I feel like throwing in the towel and say, you know what?
Oh, man, don't throw in the towel. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll be back right after this break, folks. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Jose Escamilla. Jose, as we went away for break, we were talking about this development. Now, folks who are watching will notice that there is weird stuff that happens with the video. Again, let me tell you that there's some weirdness in Jose's internet connection. Sometimes his video just goes away entirely. But we'll deal with that, all right? Hasn't happened to you who are watching, but when the break took over, just as the break took over, his video blinked off, and then it came back on. So we might have some of that. Jose, we were talking about how your pipeline, your funding pipeline has just been cut, and this is fairly recently. But let me tell you, the same thing has happened to this show. And, you know, during the breaks, we put up a notice on the TV channel that, you know, we need donations. I announce on the show that we're listener-supported and donations are very needed. What people don't know, they hear that, and the more they hear it, the less they respond to it. And what they don't know is that we're at about 25% of where we were this time last year. And it's... it all began right after the election. And I think we've been targeted. And we've had some people that have responded tremendously. And I really appreciate that. But we've also had some people that have just gone ape. I mean, just gone nuts. And so it's happening, and it's happening to filmmakers who deal with this subject. It's happening to the premier show on the planet that deals with this subject. I want to talk about what's in the pipeline right now for Jose. What are the movies that you're working on right now? Let's talk about just briefly each one and see if we can figure out what it is they don't want us to know. So what's, just name one and we'll talk about it for a minute. Oh, hang on a second. We got to do something else here. All right. Let's see if we can do this. Like I told you folks, we got some weirdness happening to us tonight, and I think I know why. Okay, Jose, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the film that I started making back in early 2012 is UFO, The Great Story Ever Denied, Volume 3, which is UFOs from Outer Space. And this is the film that Kerry Martinek and I were doing together. He was providing most of the footage, which is extraordinary. I mean, when you see this movie, you're going to go, holy moly, man, there's things coming in from outer space. There's so much activity in space. And this is all documented by your local NASA store. I mean, you know, we don't make this stuff up. We just present what's there. Unfortunately, some of the key evidence that he was supposed to send me last year has not been sent, and I'll never see it. I don't even know what it was about, but he said, Jose, I uncovered some stuff that's just awesome, and I'm going to send it to you. Never heard back from him since June of last year.
Well, and that may be why he's being sequestered.
Well, yeah, it could be like that kid in the UK that hacked NASA's security, and he got in there and he found listings of extraterrestrial soldiers and beings that were part of this space program. So, you know, for all we know, he might have found something that was just like way out there, and he was taken down. And I hate to say it because, you know, Kerry was ill at the same time on top of this. He had health problems, okay? And he sympathized with me when my mother passed away in 2011, and I got very ill, and I went through all this stuff. Man, I had peripheral, I had a lot of ill problems health-wise. He was going through a lot of that too, and he says, man, I'm very sick, and blah, blah, blah. He's probably getting attacked. And then here he just disappears, man. He just vanishes. And he probably stumbled into something that was so telling that they said, we got to take this guy down. We got to take him out. So he's being sequestered. My problems financially have been monumental, man. I haven't sold, and this is the honest to God truth, ever since I came out with Celestial, the movie, I haven't sold more than 50 DVDs since July 21st, 2012.
What do you think accounts for that?
Somewhere along the pipeline, I'm being blocked. I don't know how they do it, but I got contacted finally from a gentleman in Puerto Rico a couple of months ago. He says, man, I've been trying to buy your Celestial DVDs and all of your movies, but it says the PayPal buttons that you have on your website say you're not...
You don't have an account, yeah.
Yeah.
So have you checked with PayPal to see if you still have an account?
They check it and they said, no, everything's kosher, you know. And what can I do? I mean, and no telling how many people have tried to buy my materials, but they haven't been able to get through and they just give up, you know.
I wonder if something like that is happening to me. I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
I would not doubt it for a minute, man.
Yeah.
That's sort of them putting a bullet in my head, God forbid. They have blocked me from making any money. I am totally flat broke, Kevin. I mean, people don't realize I'm a world-famous guy. I'm world-renowned and all that good stuff. But it doesn't mean that I'm a multimillionaire. Believe me, if I had that kind of money that I should have by now, I would be making movies left and right, okay?
Yeah.
But I've been blocked. I have been hurt. I have been damaged in my financials, man. It's
you know,
just amazing.
It is entirely possible to be famous and broke. And I know, and Jose knows. But we're, you know, Jose, we're not the only ones. This sort of thing is happening to others who get close to the truth.
Yeah. And, you know, all I got to say is this to all your listeners, man. I, at one time, recently, I said, you know, I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm done with this UFO business because it's just done nothing but kept me broke. I'm starving at times. I don't have enough food here. Literally, man, it's ridiculous, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just been really crazy. I just can't believe I'm in a financial stress that I am. I mean, granted, you know, there's people not working and they've lost their jobs and everything else. I can't even get Social Security. I've been turned down 8 times from getting, a $400 or $500 check. I've gotten, I applied for food stamps. Can you believe me applying for food stamps? I've never in my life applied for food stamps as long as I've lived. I've always found a way to make ends meet. But here recently, it's just been a horror show, man. It's like, wow, why am I not selling any product? Why am I not, my product is not inferior.
No, absolutely. You've got great films out there.
They're on YouTube, for example. YouTube, last July, I had close to 3.8 million video views and about 4,000, maybe 5,000 subscribers. Today, if you go on there, I only have 1.2 million or 1.5 million viewers. So they erased all these viewers that I had there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, video views and my subscribers have been dwindled. So it's like, what is it? Why are they doing this to me?
If people think this is fiction, let me tell you, it isn't. We deal with this every single day. Very similar stuff that we're having to fight and fend off and try to stay afloat every day. And we are not the only shows that are in that shape, and Jose is not the only person in the UFO field that's that way. Let me tell you something. For the audience, when you hear that, you know, this show or some other show needs your support, and it just runs off of you like, you know, water off a duck, and you think, you know, those guys are rolling in dough, they don't need anything.
No.
I'm telling you, it is a question. We are down to it every day now. It's a question whether we'll be here tomorrow. And the same is true with Jose and the films. You find shows. I get email like this. I get email from Turd Blossoms, man. And they will say things like, well, if your show was any good, you wouldn't be having those problems. It's exactly the opposite. I'm going to tell you something. The shows that don't have trouble are because they're nowhere near the truth.
Yeah.
And
they've been allowed to tell you a bunch of BS instead of the realities of what's surrounding you, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think that would be true with the films as well. And, you know, that the guy's not having any financial difficulties with their films. That's because they're not hitting anywhere near the target.
Exactly. They're part of whitewashing the subject matter. In other words, they're doing canned releases of UFOs and the moon and all that stuff. So they are given a chance. I mean, they're on YouTube, you can see moon videos that are crappy looking. I'm talking the worst production values, the worst music, and it's all BS stuff, man. They're saying, well, this is not a crater, this is not a UFO, that's a crater, and these people are making like 2 or 3 million views, man.
And for people who don't know, the number of views that you get, YouTube has to pay you.
Yeah.
You know, because they put those ads up, you know.
Exactly.
And they get paid for the advertising, and then they have to pay you for your production where they played the ad.
I haven't gotten a check from Google, YouTube, over the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And my film Celestial, since July 21st, which is the anniversary of the Apollo landing, Apollo 16 landing, when I released Celestial, I've only had like 300,000 views. Whereas you have people that are getting 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, 10 million views of crappy stuff, and it's not even real stuff, man. You know, so I'm blocking me too.
Yeah. So is it being manipulated?
Absolutely. In 2011, I released Moonrising on a pay-per-view, $4.99 on YouTube's new pay-per-view program. Okay, here's a perfect example. I released it on a Friday in January or February of 2011. On a Friday, by Monday, I had like 2,200 views of my film at $4.99.
Uh-huh.
You do the math, and I split my split with YouTube. I should have made, just over the weekend, $12,500. Well, guess what? That following Monday, my film was taken off by YouTube. So I went into my YouTube channel, used the same password that I've used since 2007. I couldn't even get into my YouTube channel to repost the film. It was gone. And it went like that for 3 weeks. I sent close to 500 emails to support. They kept ignoring me until I put a request.
All right, we have to take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. My guest this evening is Jose Escamilla. And Jose, I want to return to Carrie and his story for a bit. I want people to understand that what was happening is that Carrie was doing research, deep research, which was going into one of your movies, right?
Yeah. He starred in my film Moonrising back in 2009. And in doing this co-production called UFOs from Outer Space, he had found incredible stuff, man, that no one else in the world would find. I mean, he had the knack for being able to get in touch with people and find things that deals with the UFO subject and NASA. And I think that's what happened to him, is that he might have hit a chord. He might have hit a chord that they decided, you know, we got to take this guy down. We got to get him out of there. And I'm next in line because I'm doing this movie, UFOs from Outer Space, and we have some incredible stuff that's going to be in that film. Unfortunately, the stuff that he was supposed to send me never got here, and no telling what it was. But he dug deep. He found stuff that I've never even fathomed finding. You know?
Well,
so,
you know, it's possible, I guess, that he somehow got classified information.
Seems to me he might have stumbled upon something that they traced back to him. And they said, hey, what's this guy doing? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Does he have a family? Is he married? Have kids?
That's the thing. Ever since 2008, when I started getting in touch with him, I never found out about brothers and sisters. As far as I knew, he was solo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he had a family. At least he never divulged that information to me. And that's why it's been very difficult finding him and tracking him down, because I didn't know any brothers or sisters or dad and mom. You know, I didn't know. He just never divulged that information. He was just like straightforward. Hi, Jose. I am honored to work with you, and here's what I got. Boom, boom, boom. You got to talk. You got to present this, and you know that kind of thing.
Okay, and, so now he's a Canadian citizen.
Yeah. So Toronto, Canada.
I wonder if anyone in Toronto has reported him missing.
Not really, because I mentioned him on my Facebook. Of course, you know, Facebook only had like 5,500 friends, whatever. But there's one person that contacted me. He says, I can track him down. I can track anybody down in the world. And he's the one that got me the information and said, look, he's gone, dude. You know, he's not dead. He's just gone. And if you try to contact him, you will find yourself gone. So I didn't want to open that bucket of worms because I got work to do.
Yeah.
And who do I go to? The government? Say, hey, guys, my government has been, my friend has been sequestered because he touched on stuff with NASA or what have you. I can't do that because our government's crooked. You know, they're part of the whole problem.
Well, if he's been sequestered, it is he has been sequestered by them.
He's been taken, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't approach President Obama or any of these idiots, man. I mean, they're the main problem. You know, so it's like, what do you do? What do you do, Kevin? Who do you turn to get your friend back? No one, because they're all part of the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I find it interesting that I've been talking about this, that there's been an increase in the tightening down on this information ever since, and this is not a political statement, folks, this is an observation, but ever since President Obama was elected the first time, this has gotten tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. The information about UFOs and extraterrestrials. And what I wonder is that an indicator that something big is about to happen?
Well, I don't know about something big is about to happen. Obama was the president that was going to be transparent government. He was going to say, we're going to tell the people exactly what's going on. He lied. Just to get elected, he lied, man.
Let's don't get into the politics. But the policies here.
Well, let me tell you something. He lied. He says, as long as I'm president, it's going to be transparency in government. That would have meant that everything that our government knew, we'd have a handle on. All right? He lied. All right? Here's the second term. I don't even know who voted for this idiot, but.
We're straying off into what can be political here.
No, I know.
And I don't want to do that.
Kevin, you have to realize this type of censorship that our presidents have had from the American and world public. They have duly, all right, never released the information to us. I mean, you know, you have Stephen Bassett, you know, they try to go to the Congress and try to get these hearings, and, you know, I love Stephen Bassett, you know, he's really put his name on the line. They're trying to get disclosure, but this disclosure has already happened by the American people and the world public. We have footage of UFOs that you cannot deny.
That's true. You know, we know there are doorknobs now. But I have noticed, and, you know, I will say, because it's just an observation, that under this administration, there seems to have been a policy shift. And the policy shift has tightened down on UFOs and extraterrestrials and, you know, that sort of thing. And I mean, it's really getting very, very touchy. And my mind wants to know why. I mean, see, the absence, if an event takes place, the absence of evidence for that event is evidence. Does that make sense?
Clifford Stone put it perfectly. The absence of evidence does not mean evidence is absent.
Well, the absence of evidence becomes evidence. It means somebody made the evidence disappear. And so now you have evidence of a cover-up.
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, there's evidence for UFOs. There's evidence for extraterrestrial life. There's evidence for life on other planets. But when you make that evidence disappear, that disappearing evidence becomes evidence itself. The fact that it disappears becomes evidence of a cover-up. And then you want to know, okay, why are we covering this up? What's the deal with that? Why are we covering it up? And then the that there is something big afoot. The game is afoot. It's on. And what is it?
Kevin, I've had 38 UFO encounters in broad daylight. And guess what? I not only saw them right there, but I filmed them all.
Uh-huh.
In broad daylight. Okay, I don't make this stuff up. Over Roswell and Midway, New Mexico, I filmed 38 sightings of UFOs, and I saw them not only with a naked eye, but I recorded them on videotape. Okay, so
right.
I know they're real. I'm not making this stuff up. I mean, how do you make up a UFO sighting? Oh, I saw this big thing. No, I filmed it at the same time that I saw it. Uh-huh. In broad daylight.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that I'm a hoaxer or that I'm trying to make money off of this stuff. No, man, I saw this stuff and I've got it on tape. And so
all right, we have a break coming up here, actually in about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Whenever we come back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open the phone lines, and I'm inviting you to join the conversation. We had a caller last night, first time that caller had ever called us. If this, I mean, we had other callers, but if this is your very first time, you've never called a show before, or you've never called this one, I recommend you do. Join the conversation. It's as real as it gets. Right here on this show, it's as real as it gets. We'll be back. So, your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Lasha from Vancouver.
Hello, Lasha.
Hi. I wanted to tell Jose that it's, you know, these things happen to astrologers too. You've just got to hang in there. I can't tell you what I've been through just trying to have my site up on the internet. And I wanted to tell you too that I was one of the first astrologers on the internet back in 1993. I put up my website, and immediately it was very strange because, you know, you have these tracking devices that tell you the web addresses of people that have viewed your site. And I had a ton of people that were from the military and the government, the U.S. military. I'm in Canada. And I thought, this is very strange. Why is this happening? And then, you know, this went on for a little bit, and a lot of my audience was from the military. And then I started getting email requests from them for to do a chart reading to see what I would say to them. You know, they'd pose these questions. I knew exactly what they were doing. They were trying to figure out who I was and what I did and what was my bent on this kind of information. And I just played along and said all sorts of nicey nice things to them. Do you know what I mean? I did that whole routine, and they left me alone. But, I mean, the military sort of went down a bit on my website, but it's still there. And I've known all along that I have to keep it never about the money. What I look at my website as is it's just a publishing place for me, because I've been ousted from a lot of newspaper jobs that I've had. And I've asked about that, and people have said, well, we can't really say.
Well, they were probably also trying to find out what I get the impression of
is that this is much bigger than just sort of the military listening in. I really get the impression that they know the future. They can sense, or they know somehow, people that are going to have influence, and they try to sideline them. And I think this goes on, this has been going on for a long, long time.
Well, as I was saying, they were probably trying to find out how much you know. And knowledge is dangerous when it comes to these fields, because I was told by an old friend of mine, Wendell Stevens, he says, hey, if they ever find out that you know something that they don't want you to say, they will brand you. They will take you down.
Yep.
Okay, so luckily you didn't divulge any information of what you know, and just keep it that way, and you'll be safe.
But you know, I refuse to keep it that way, because people have a right to know, and I know Kevin's all about that too, but you know what? I don't own this information, and it's not for me to sell. This is humanity's information, and no one is going to control it over us. Do you know,
people need to know these things. I have been hit by the powers that be, or not the powers that be. I've been hit by an echelon of people that have tried to keep me under wraps, short of killing me, God forbid. But
yep.
They have really hurt me. And I think what the military was doing was that they were just checking out to see how much you knew. And if you were a detriment to their ideologies, or whatever, they would have taken you down. I'm not saying they would have killed you.
I think it goes a little further. I don't think they can take you down. There's some people that they can't kill. I know that sounds funny, but I think they know the future, and I think that if they nudge you into a certain marginalization, they can kind of change your timeline, and you won't be of influence as much. I think there's tremendous spiritual overtones for taking someone down when they shouldn't, because there's things that work on other levels, you know, that I think they can't go past.
If you would have shown them that you know certain things that they have on their checklist, then they would have approached you and said, look, we want you to become part of our think tank or whatever, however they might have sweetened it, but they would have tried to have you join them as opposed to messing with you. And obviously they messed with you.
Yeah.
You know, just like they have with me, man, you know. But anyway, God bless you.
You too, Jose. And you know what? Just keep what you're doing and don't think about the money. The money will show up.
What money?
I hear you, hon. I hear you.
What money?
But please keep what you're doing.
I am. Like I said, for a while though, I wanted to throw in the towel out of frustration and everything else. But you know, I have information that needs to get out, and unfortunately, my cohort in this new movie UFOs from Outer Space has vanished. And
unfortunately,
I don't know what he might have had to contribute anymore, but it would have been a bombshell, believe me.
Well, you know, I think part of your best defense, too, to keep safe is to stay in the public eye. You know, maybe that he disappeared rather than you because he wasn't in the public so much. I mean, we'll notice if you disappear, Jose. Now, you know, that would be one heck of a red flag.
I'll tell you one thing, and I want the whole public to listen to me. Number one, I am not a pedophile or pedophile. Number two, I am not, and I repeat, I am not suicidal. I'm not going to put a gun to my head because I'm distraught or any of that crap. I am not suicidal. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not suicidal.
Yeah.
Okay? And number three, I am not a terrorist. All right? So if ever anything comes out that Escamilla had all these weapons and all this kind of crap, you know damn well who did it.
You're exactly right. These are the kinds of things they try to use against you.
Yeah.
These are the kinds of things they have control over people.
I'm neither of the above, and believe me, I am a stern advocate of finding out what's up And I'll tell you what's up, because that's what I do in my films. I present the evidence as it is. So anyway.
But you know what, Jose, why don't you take all the secrets that you know, write them down or film yourself saying them, and put them in a safety deposit box somewhere, or like a lot of different ones, and there you have your insurance. If anything happens to you, that gets released.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm making movies, man. Okay? And I'm releasing my films. Everything that I have, it's already in the movies. So even if they take me out tomorrow, use Moon Rising, use Celestial, use UFO, the Greatest Story of the United, use all these movies that I've already explained what's up.
Yeah.
And figure it out. You know, it's really easy to know that our government, if anyone or someone in the government, I'm not saying our government, someone in there doesn't want this out. And sorry, I've already disclosed.
Yeah, I have a feeling that they know that you're getting of influence, and they know what you might want to disclose in the future. That's why you're getting harassment now.
They have screwed me up financially.
You'll get through it, I promise.
They have definitely screwed me up financially. I'm totally screwed right now. And I'll tell you what, if I ever do throw in the towel, it doesn't mean I will stop doing what I do. It just means that I have to find
Everybody
another
listening,
avenue.
Send Jose a dollar.
Huh?
Everybody listening should send Jose a dollar.
If everybody listening sends Jose a dollar, he will be a wealthy man by morning, and I recommend you do it.
Make it $1.50 because PayPal charges 3.5%.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lasha, thank you for the call. I do have to move along, though, but as always, very, very interesting. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. 623-444-5889. Ladies and gentlemen, what you have been exposed to already here tonight is way, way more than what you would be exposed to on almost any show. And there's more to come. It's as real as you get. It doesn't get more real than this. I mean, Jose and I are putting it all out on the table, and there it is. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
This is James from Texas.
James from Texas?
Yes.
Okay, James.
I think the lady had stuck on something when she said that they were concerned about certain people and their role in the timeline.
Okay.
But the main reason I wanted to call is that I think you and Jose shouldn't trust PayPal.
Well, the system is such now that there's really not any other way.
What other options do you have? I mean, there's a couple of other options that I've checked out, but PayPal, I've been with them since 2006, and in good standing, by the way, and that's the only pipeline I have to getting money into my filmmaking. There are a couple of options that have come up, new ones, and I haven't tried them yet. But they require you to pay a monthly fee before you start receiving money. So I just can't afford it, you know?
There really aren't.
They've become real money grubbers since eBay bought them.
Well, there really are not any other viable options for this show. I've looked into every option that's out there that is supposed to be an alternative, and every one of them has something about it that makes it not work for the show.
I've done the same thing, Kevin. I've looked at alternatives because suddenly my PayPal buttons don't work in certain areas. And it's like they're costing me money.
But
PayPal says, no, the buttons are working perfectly. So I go, well, what do I do? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got 100 orders for DVDs that never went because PayPal says that this button does not work. So what's up? And they go, we didn't put that out there. Your buttons are perfect. So it's like, that's the kind of thing I've been dealing with. Yeah. And not just this year. I'm talking about for the last, since 2008.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Well, I had a very unsavory experience with them that indicates just how globalist they are.
Oh, listen, anything that has anything at all to do with credit or with a debit card, if it has to do with currency, it is globalist.
Yeah, but I think that they're very easily put under the thumb of the kind of people that want to suppress what you're about.
Oh, yeah, but that would be
that
true.
That happened with me.
Yeah, that would be true, though, of your local bank.
What happened to you? What happened to you?
I had a gentleman interested in buying something that I had for a great deal of money, and he wanted to put up earnest money through PayPal, and he is a big stockholder in PayPal. So the last thing I heard from him, he said, it would help if you would join.
Join what?
I said, join what? And when he told me, I knew exactly what was going on.
And what was that? What was the deal?
Join the Illuminati.
He told you this?
Beg your pardon?
He told you to join the Illuminati?
Yeah. Yeah, the deal would go through fine if I would join the Illuminati.
And this is through PayPal?
No, this is a gentleman that was going to put up earnest money in PayPal.
Wow.
Until I got a phone call from him, and he was in London, and that's what he said.
Well, you know, all I have to say is that there is something going on me anyway, and probably Kevin. I mean, our money flow, our cash flow has been stopped. I know for me, my cash flow has been totally dead in the water. I've only sold, like I said, 35 to 50 videos, DVDs, in the last year and a half, man. I mean, what's up with that? It's impossible.
Well, the lady hit it on the head with minimalization.
I agree.
This is a tactic that they use on anybody that's a threat.
Yeah. Hey, James, I do have to move along, but thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. But let's talk about that. A threat. I am a threat to absolutely no one, okay? There are many, many things I know how to do. I make it a point, Jose, you talked about this a moment ago. I make it a point. I do not own a gun, all right? So if anybody ever tells you, well, you know, he killed himself, or the police came to arrest him and he pulled a gun on him, outright bald-faced lie. I don't even own a gun.
I don't either. Okay? I don't own a gun.
And I am not a terrorist. I am very, very, very close to being a peacenik. You know, now, would I defend myself if I was attacked by someone out on the street? Well, yeah, I would. But as far as being bellicose and wanting, you know, looking for a fight, that sort of thing. No. And I have a very long track record of that attitude here on this show. Well, so if anything ever happens, folks, understand the truth is I was done in.
I hope that your demise is not like William Cooper's demise, okay?
Kevin, I hope there's not a demise.
Well, you're killing, getting killed.
Yeah, I hope there's not a demise.
The guys that you were having secret weapons and that you were a threat to society, Same with me, man. Come on, they can always put that that on you, because the only people that know us are the people that listen to us every night, mm-hmm. and that's a minority.
Well, it is. It's a minority of the population. And the media, well, the media is in their hip pocket.
Exactly. The media could put us to be, put out us that we are terrorists or jihad or pedophiles and all that crap. But, you know, I, at times, like I say, I at times want to throw in the towel.
Yeah, well, we're not going to do that. Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
I beg to differ with you, sir.
Go ahead.
You are a threat.
No, I'm not.
To anyone who does not want to think for themselves.
Well, I mean, I would not be a threat because I can't make them think, but I would be an irritant, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, I'm not saying this will work for everybody, because I don't know why they leave me alone, and I don't even know if I'm even on their radar. Mm-hmm. But I think they know from what statements I've made in the past, if they try to take me out, they've got to think long and hard, because they take me out, I have control over their souls.
I'm not sure they care about that.
Yeah, probably not, but you never know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jose, I have a question for you.
What statements have you made that they would want to take you out?
Yeah, probably.
No, you didn't understand. He said, what statements have you made that would make them want to take you out?
Oh, just the one I just made.
Mm. Okay, go ahead with your question.
But actually, the statements I've made that would make them want to take me out is none, but I'm willing to stand up and say, hey, guys, no. But anyway, Jose, are you going to go ahead and release the movie with the material you have? I think that would be what he would want.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to finish that film. Right now, in order to make ends meet, I've been working on Dr. Roger Lear's movie, which is a 90-minute film, and I've been working on that for the last 7 months. But that's going to give me enough money to pay my bills and do that. But I put everything on the shelf because I had to go to work in order to make ends meet here financially. So, UFOs from Outer Space will be released eventually, part of the latter part of the year. I'm also making Roswell Roz, the Jose Escamilla story, and that's going to come out later in the year. But I have to finish Dr. Roger Lear's film first. And
another question for you.
7 months. Huh?
Another question for you. From the information he has given you, has he given you any clues as to where to find the rest of the information?
No, not really. He only submitted key evidence, and I say key evidence, not footage, evidence, that there are things coming in from outer space that we have no control over. Neither does NASA, neither does the Department of Defense. There are things coming towards Earth that we have no control over whatsoever.
Now let's take that from a slightly different angle. Did he, in the video he sent you, did he tell you where he got the information?
No. He just told me that he had found this through a resource and a source, and that was it. The only person he divulged, and he didn't even give me the name of the guy back in 2009, was a guy that whistleblowed all the stuff about the vectors and the NASA involvement and extraterrestrial contact and everything else. He never gave me the man's name, which I totally respect, because even though he was part of my movie, he did not divulge the information that would have detrimented my situation. You understand what I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so the
what
new
I'd like
stuff
to know is, did he give you a department or a agency or something that people could look through?
Well, if I would have known the name of the person of the department of the NASA JPL situation that told us about all this stuff that no one in the world would know, then I'd be detrimental. But he never divulges that information to me. He says, look, I promised him I would never divulge his name. I promised him I would never tell who he is, who he was, but here's what he told me. Boom. You know. And I know Kerry Martinek. He would not make up any BS. He was a straight-up historian of NASA cover-up type stuff. He knew exactly where he was at. So.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, my question, what I'm trying to get to...
You'll have to get to it after the break, man. Hang on, and we'll get right back to you. Back to the Kevin Smith Show, and my guest this evening, Jose Escamilla, on the line with us, Brent from Wyoming. Brent, had to cut you off because of the break, so go ahead and finish your thought.
All right, Jose, it doesn't have to be a name. But I'm wondering if you if he gave you enough information that you could include in this film, such as a department or an agency name, not a name of a person, but a department or an agency, that someone with more money and more time than either you or me or Kevin could dig and find the information again.
Jose, hang on. We're having that audio problem again here. Let me reroute that, and we'll get you back up on audio. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, UFOs from Outer Space is going to have everything that Kerry Martinek presented to me and everything that I've found. I mean, I've found some extraordinary things, too. But I'm not shying away. I'm presenting everything as it is. And everything that can be presented. And like I say, we don't lie. We just present the evidence as it is. So I don't foresee any of the stuff that Kerry Martinek gave me last year, up until the time he disappeared. I don't foresee anything that was detrimental to his health, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was all general knowledge. It was some stuff that was kind of top secret, but not really, because...
Man, Jose, it sounds like there's a jet in your living room.
Well, I guarantee there isn't.
And now that I said it, it just stopped. I guess it's some of that outside help.
Yeah, they're messing with us. You know, here's the thing.
I have a suggestion for your next movie, Jose.
Yeah? What you got?
When you, in your credits, say these are the departments, these are the agencies we got our information from. If you want to find more information, this is all I can give you. Dig.
Well, that's what I do in all my films. I kind of show you, courtesy of NASA. That's it. NASA has it all, unless you dig deeper and you go to the Department of Defense, which runs NASA. You're going to get roadblocks. You're going to get investigated if you start searching in those areas. So it's up to the public if they want to do that. What Kerry and I are doing, and we're doing, is just presenting the evidence as it is, and that's all we do. You know, I'm not bringing out anything spectacular, which it is spectacular, but I'm not doing anything special. I'm just showing you what's there if you take time out and research it yourself. You know what I mean, Kevin?
Yeah.
I mean, all the stuff that I ever present is readily available to the American public and the world public. It's right there. You just have to go in there and find out where it is and track it down. You might find something new that I overlooked because I'm too close to the subject matter as a filmmaker. Obviously, Kerry found something that was a bozo no-no. He was not supposed to have gone there, and that's why he disappeared. And unfortunately, I have to look at it as if he is dead and gone, because...
Even though you know he's alive...
I know he's alive.
Mm-hmm.
So But if I go and try to make contact with him and all that and find out, hey, Kerry, what happened? I'm going to be dead and gone, you know. And I don't mean dead. I mean, I'll be sequestered. You won't ever hear from me, you know. So I just don't want to go there. I got too much stuff to do.
All right, Brent, thanks for the call. I have to move along, and I want to get to some flash messages. This is from Adele in Hawaii. Okay, hello, Kevin. Ask Jose, this is from Adele. Ask Jose if he can distribute his films as pay-per-view through the same online distributor that Stephen Greer uses for his film Sirius.
Well, yes, I can. I'm working on that. I have, you know, most of the footage that the alien footage, not the alien footage, but the infrared footage that is in that film, TBLN Films, me and my company and Curtis Hedges, we provided that footage for Stephen Greer. And he does have a distribution situation set up, but it's the same type of thing that I would use.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll try that. It's just that I'd like to go direct, because why pay a third party 15% to 25% to put your film out there when you could do it and get 100%?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need those distribution angles.
All right, here's go ahead.
I may try that. I may put Celestial out there on that same distribution network that he has, and we'll see what happens.
This is from Carl in Australia. He says, hi, Kevin and Jose. It seems curious to me how I have tried to become a member of the Kevin Smith Show, and yet I get issues. I've been trying on and off for a few years. I've been able to join other information sources that are of a broadcasting nature and enjoy the extra content membership allows access to, and I wish I had access to your archives, Kevin. Let me address that. Jose, you may not know this. What happened was actually a few months back, without me making any changes whatsoever to the system, the subscription process quit working. And I have thought, and I may be wrong, but I have thought it's a PHP issue, that maybe the hosting company has upgraded their PHP and is no longer totally compatible with the software that I'm using.
Yeah, that's
but here's what it would, here's what would happen. People would join. It would take them to PayPal. They fill out the form online, then the click submit, it takes them to PayPal. PayPal accepts their payment and then sends them a notice that they are now registered and they should be able to log in. But then I don't know about it. It doesn't send me the notification. Okay. Now, they're supposed to be automatically added to the database by that process, and then they can log in. But it quit doing that. And the way I found out was, all of a sudden I started having some people that were complaining to PayPal and wanting their money back because they didn't get what they ordered.
Right.
I check into it, I go into the database, and they're not in my database. I check the PayPal database, and they are in the PayPal database. They did join. But it quit communicating with my database.
Right.
And so, you know, we had some real issues, and there were people getting really, really angry and really upset and thinking that we were doing something that was, you know, nefarious. And I finally just had to cut off the subscriptions, you know, new subscriptions, until I can get someone that knows more about that sort of thing than I do, and I know a lot about it. But until I can get someone who knows more about it to fix that, it was just detrimental to the show. However, in its current status, it's detrimental to the show anyway, because people want to join and can't, and we need them to join because we need the revenue to pay the bills.
I know. Let me tell you something that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, I had close to 150 orders of Moon Rising. Okay?
Okay.
Most of them were from overseas. All right?
All right.
So to send an overseas package, it costs $12.50.
Yeah.
$12.95 to send a DVD overseas. Well, I had orders from Australia, from the UK, from China, from you name it, overseas, man. And the standard ticket price for postage was like $12.50. So I was charging $39.95 instead of $29.95 for domestic orders.
Yeah.
You only pay like $4.75 for postage. So I made a little profit. But these orders came in from overseas, close to 150. And there's a problem. I sent the DVDs. Okay? They never received them.
I've had that happen.
I had close to 35, 37 DVDs held at customs in Australia alone. And the buyers called. I said, here's, by the way, there's no tracking number that you could put on overseas orders. There's only a label number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's no tracking, all right, available. No
right.
tracking services for overseas. And the Australian guys, they said, well, we called customs, and they said, yeah, we're holding these, but we don't know why we're holding these. This has never happened before. We were told to hold these orders from being delivered. Okay?
Yeah.
So, here's what happened. The orders were never delivered, and because of PayPal and complaints, I had to resend those same orders for another $12.50, so I made $0.
Yeah.
On the sales.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And this is not only on Australia, it was in the UK, it was in China. I mean, I made no money.
Right.
Okay, so it's like somebody's messing with me, you know? And I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. And it's like, who is behind this? And who do I go after? Customs? You know,
well,
agents told the buyers, they said, we've never done this before, but we were told to put a hold on these DVDs. It's not like it was porn. I mean, you understand what I'm saying, Kevin?
If it had been porn, you probably would have gotten them right through.
They would have been delivered immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. But, this kind of thing has happened to us, and there are people still today who believe that we did something nefarious when, in fact, stuff was shipped. I quit doing DVDs and shipping them because of that.
Yeah.
And, at one point I had a volunteer that was taking them to the post office. I'd give him the money. He'd take it to the post office, and this I was able to track down. He would leave with the deliveries, going to the post office with the cash that I gave him. He was a college student. And he'd throw them in the trunk of his car and keep the money. So we did track that down. And we got that corrected. But there have been other things as weird as what you're talking about that have happened where stuff goes in the mail and then just evaporates.
Yeah.
But, it's the nature of the business that we're in, which is getting people information that others out there don't want them to have. However, let me say this. Everyone listening right now should understand that none of that is classified. It's open source. All right, we'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are on Final Approach, and we're talking this evening with Jose Escamilla. The telephone lines are open. The telephone number is 623-444-5889. There's still time for a call or two. If you would like to talk with Jose Escamilla, if you have a comment or a question. Jose Escamilla is, I would say, the premier filmmaker in our genre. And he's telling us tonight about very real attacks against him and even a co-producer. And co-producer being Kerry, how do you say his last name, Jose?
Kerry Martinek.
Disappeared. And based on information that Jose has received, Kerry is being sequestered in a program with higher secrecy and security than the Witness Protection Program.
Exactly.
And this is since apparently since June the 10th, or shortly thereafter, of 2012.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is very real stuff, folks. And I know because, you know, I get all the email, and I almost all of it's very, very positive. But I also get that email from people who say, oh, well, you guys are not after the truth. You don't care about the truth. Will you please tell me why nobody else seems to be getting hit and attacked? Please tell me, if we're not hitting the truth, then why are we getting hit?
Right.
We are hitting the truth. And, you know, a lot of these jokers you're listening to out there, they whip you up and they spin you up and they get you all excited and adrenaline flushing. But I'll tell you something. They seldom hit the target. We seldom miss. We do sometimes. We miss the target sometimes. Seldom. And we've been doing this, hitting that target. We've been doing it now for over 13 years. It is a show worthy of your support. Jose has been doing films that hit the target, and he's been doing it for decades. His films and his work deserve your support. But it's a wake up, and support it or lose it. For all of us that are hitting the target. That's the bottom line. That's it. Support it or lose it. Because they're just about to be successful.
Hey, if I was selling you the goods that they want you to hear or see, I'd be well funded. I'd be studio funded. I'd be on all the networks.
Yeah.
They would give me all the money to give you, sell you the bill of goods that they want you to see. I don't do that. That's why they have shunned me. You know, a lot of the stuff that you see on the networks, History Channel, Discovery Channel, all these networks, they're selling you the bill of goods that they want you to be pre-programmed on. They're not giving you the truth. They're giving you a washed-down story. They put you in confusion. Could it be a UFO? Yes, UFOs are real, man. You know, but my films will never be on the networks because I tell the truth. And I've been hindered from doing that. The networks have turned me down. I could have made a lot of money, man, had I been part of the game. I'm not part of the game.
Yeah, and I'm not part of the game either. And of course, they're a little more careful these days. They don't like for me to know who the players are, because once I find out, I broadcast it.
Yeah.
You know, I name the names, and I've even given their addresses where they're operating from, and they've had to move. But, you know, here's the deal, folks. There, something is going on, in my opinion, something is going on that is pretty big. And we're getting too close to the truth. I don't know what that something is. But if they just keep hitting us as we bump stuff, I'll figure it out. That's all they need to do. Just keep hitting us as we bump issues, and I'll figure out what it is, and I will broadcast it, you morons.
Thank you.
What you need to do is back off and leave us the heck alone. That's what you need to do. if you were smart. But if you were smart, you wouldn't have those jobs. You'd have real jobs. All right. It is a bit frightening and chilling, this story about Carrie Martinique. It has a chilling effect on people who generally are spineless. But you need to understand this, folks. The information that I bring to you and that Jose's bringing to you, I mentioned this, it's in the open source. It's open source information. They just don't expect you to have the brains to go find it. But it's out there. They put it on their websites. And, you know, it's stuff somehow they missed it. They didn't black it out. They didn't airbrush it in the photo. Somehow they missed it. But it's out there in open source. If they don't want us to see it, if they don't want us to know it, it is their job to hide that stuff.
I just hope that Kerry is okay. That's all I care. Because, you know, he's a guy just like you and I, Kevin, man. Straight up, concerned about what's going on. He was a very, very, very in-depth researcher.
Mm-hmm.
NASA stuff, man. And he and I became very close friends, almost like brothers, man. And I just hope that he's okay and he's not being tortured or, you know, treated like an animal or anything like that, mm-hmm. man. Because, you know, our governments are they're ruthless, man. The criminal element. I just hope that he's okay. And Kerry, if you're hearing me, my brother, I love you, and I just want you to be well. And I'm not, I'm making our film, brother. That's it, man. You know.
Well, folks need to realize that any government, what they will do to another people, they will do to their own eventually. And that's coming home. It's coming home, and it's happening here. I think, Jose, that something big is up. I really do. And I think that's why researchers are disappearing, funding is disappearing, information is drying up. I think that's the reason. When information goes missing, and our access to the information goes missing, then that tells you where the truth is.
Yeah.
And I think something big is about to break here. I think something big is about to happen. They don't want people to know about it. Whoever they are, they don't want people to know about it. And folks, in case you think it's the government, you think in terms of who you elected, right? They check into this stuff, not just about UFOs, but scandals, unbelievable scandals. They check into it and they get told in congressional hearings. That's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Yeah.
These are the people we elected to be the bosses of the jackasses that are telling them that.
Actually, we didn't elect them.
Well, whatever, but I mean, that's the expectation. They are not in control. I'm not sure exactly who's in control, but I will tell you this. They're not going to be in control for very much longer. It is crumbling. They are getting frantic. They're tightening their grip around the throats of freedom, and that means they are just about to go under.
They're about to go down, man.
They're about to go down. Jose, we're out of time, brother, but I'm glad you were with me, and I'm glad we got this story out there. Stay online with me for a moment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again.